Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. As SEPTA continues negotiations with city transit workers, they're also talking with another union. The hundreds of workers who run the bus routes in the suburbs along with the trolleys and Norristown High Speed Line, their contract expires at the end of the day. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on what that means for riders.
The High Speed Line, the buses, everything's running today, and commuters hope it's the same thing tomorrow and there are no disruptions. The union, Smart Local 1594, represents 350 SEPTA employees. They're drivers on the suburban bus routes along with trolleys and the High Speed Line operators. And they're in the last hours of their current contract. Earlier this month, they voted to authorize a strike if necessary. Will they deem it necessary tomorrow? Well, according to a SEPTA spokesman, union officials have not given any indication that they'll hit the picket line yet, and talks will continue today. Talks will also continue at the Transport Workers Union, which represents thousands of city bus drivers, subway, trolley, and L operators. And they haven't walked off the job because officials say there has been some progress, especially when it comes to safety measures they want to see in place. So SEPTA is conducting these two negotiations at the same time that it's warning about potential service cuts and fare hikes because of a huge budget gap. So a whole lot on the agenda that could affect riders and employees. At the Gulf Mills Station, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A fire destroyed seven row homes in Fulcroft, Delaware County on Sunday. It started around 2 in the afternoon inside one of the homes on Taylor Drive near Heather Road. Neighbors say they heard at least four propane tanks explode and then saw huge flames. Thanks to the quick action of a neighbor, everyone got out safely. She smelled the smoke and started banging on doors, alerting everyone that there was a fire. No one was injured, but Fire Department Chief Angelo Zangari says families lost everything.
It's devastating. From you got the holidays coming up, and all these people were displaced. They have nothing to go back to.
Fulcroft Borough is collecting donations for the families. They're specifically asking for gift cards. They can be dropped off at the Borough Hall. Meanwhile, Philadelphia City Council will consider putting a referendum on the ballot next year in yet another attempt to eliminate the rule that city officials must resign to run for a different office. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports a referendum proposal was introduced in council last week.
The resign to run rule was included in the city charter to prevent elected officials from using their influence or employees to get an upper hand in seeking another office and to guarantee taxpayers are getting the officials' full effort. But Councilman Isaiah Thomas says it's kept Philadelphia officials from competing for jobs that might equally benefit Philadelphians.
When you look at statewide seats across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, very rarely do you see folks from Philadelphia occupied no statewide seats.
Perhaps, but Philadelphia voters have shown repeatedly that they like the rule. In 2007 and again in 2015, they rejected ballot questions asking to eliminate the rule. Thomas says he'd actively campaign for it this time.
We're going to make sure that we do a lot of information sessions. We're going to do a lot of different education initiatives, and we're not going to just put it on the ballot and see what happens.
Thomas says the question could add interest to next year's election for DA, city controller, and judges, normally a race that attracts very low turnout. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.